Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You guys are going to absolutely love this opportunity. I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Annika and Taylor Schweigert. Welcome to the show.
Thanks Hello. For having us. Thank you.
This is so exciting. I'm in Boise recording this. They actually are in Bali, and it's so they're ahead of me and just loving life. And I think it's so exciting to see all the crazy, amazing things they've been doing. Again, this is just an audio, but I wish you guys could see behind. They have three of our Two Comma Club X or Two Comma Club Awards behind them, coming right up on the Two Comma Club X Award. But the best part is the way you can find out more about them is you're going to go to Instagram at Love Life Passport, because it's all about loving life. And for me right now, that is like a massive passion. I'm so excited about it. And I think it's awesome. We were sitting here talking about the story about how when they got started in 2018 and things weren't going well, but they only made $14,000 the first month. And I thought, there's a lot of people I think would be really excited about that. But anyways, Annika, Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. We're like really excited because being here is actually kind of a dream coming true, because the first time we ever heard about ClickFunnels and about funnel thing and this internet thing, we were pretty skeptical if this could actually work and replace our jobs one day. But the dream became reality, let's say like that.
True. Yeah.
So you guys were meeting, you guys met, I guess, working at a hotel, and that was kind of the direction as far as a career. And now all of a sudden you're out there literally changing the entire world. I think you guys have each of you have your own five businesses or something crazy like that. In addition to that, raising a ton of funds for other people. And I think the part that matters most is just this whole the ability to live the life that you guys are living, and most importantly, sharing it with so many other people. So as you take a look at where you are right now, what are some of the main obstacles you had to overcome to get to where you're at?
I think, back in the days in 2018, when for the first time we discovered that we could potentially have the idea of having more from life instead of, Annika was working for Emirates as a cabin crew. I was basically working in a hotel and dealing with problem solving things all the time. That was my job back in the days. And I think the first time 2018, we kind of branched out into, all right, we could truly believe that there is more out there than what society taught us. There's more than what our parents told us. There's more than friends and family told us. It's not about working from Monday to Friday and then getting drunk on the weekend and then repeating that over and over and over and over and over again. I think there's more to life than only that. And I think one of the biggest obstacles in the beginning was to actually have people surrounding us who do believe that there is more as well.
Yeah, absolutely true. In the beginning, I think when we started, nobody really understood what we are doing. And everybody was like, okay, you're going like a really crazy own way. What is happening? So it was really hard to explain what we're actually doing and to make people understand and to support us. So that was pretty tough in the beginning, to be honest.
It was like we were the only ones believing in it. We were our biggest fans. We were cheering us up all the time. We were sitting in the living room in the evening having pizza, and we were sitting there and being like, oh yeah, this is amazing. This is the greatest idea on planet Earth. We can do amazing things. And then, well, we told our best friends and they were like, well, this is a shit idea. So obviously, and then explaining obviously our parents, who were obviously older than us and from a different generation, you want to make what? You wanna make money on the internet, or why don't you just follow what you do and just do what you've learned and don't go that way? I think that was a big struggle in the beginning, right?
Yeah, true.
No.
The part I find fascinating is all of your sales have been in Germany and in the United States, and you guys are now in Bali, not in Germany right now, and all your clients are. So I'm fascinated as far as, how did you scale and grow and build that side?
So Annika and I were both German, and we were born and raised in Germany. But I think we never, I mean, becoming older, we never really connected with the German vibe, let's say like that. The German classic vibe is very, I think, worldwide known as very strict and very straight. And Annika and I are the complete opposite. We're like the kind of, oh yeah, let's go surfing. Let's have a coconut. Like this kind of vibe. So basically, we started this Instagram channel, Love Life Passport, 2018. And I remember back in the days, there was something that was in the early days of where Gary Vaynerchuk actually, for the first time, popped up on the big social media channels. He was one of the big guys to follow in the personal development industry and all these kind of things. Now, remember, this is 4 years. This is pre-COVID. This is like almost feels like it's like a decade ago. But here we go. So I started following him on his page, and he had this one sentence, and he said, document the journey as much as possible, because that's what he's been doing from day one. And what we started is we did exactly the same. So we just documented. We started basically talking German on our channel, attracting German people who would be kind of interested in, okay, we live in Dubai. We have quite a remote life, actually, compared to the classic German life. And obviously, a lot of people got attracted to it, because I think we lived in Dubai for a long time. We now live in Bali and Dubai, and we know the German mentality very, very well. And the German mentality is something, it's very old fashioned. There's like one way, and that's the only way. And everything else, everything new to that journey and every new ingredient would always be, people would judge that immediately from day one. And because we already had proof of concept that we lived in Dubai already, me back in the days already for 4 years, and Annika already for 2 years, 2018, we basically, people started believing in us, and people started believing that what we're doing is actually cool. And we had like, of course, the first 50 followers, the first 100 followers. I wish I would have recorded more back in the days, to be honest, because people sometimes think, oh, we woke up and we logged in into Instagram and we had 160,000 followers. But that actually never happened. Like, this is, every single follower was super hard work. And what we did is we started really building the community from day one. And I think if you take one thing away from this podcast, community in the end of the day changes everything. That is what drives ClickFunnels. That is what drives Funnel Hacking Live. That's what drives our business. And that drove us to every single Tucoma club we have, and to the Tucoma clubs and X and whatnot, which will come. Because in the end of the day, community is what keeps the engine alive. And that's huge if you take people on a journey and you break it down. Because here's the thing. Everybody looks at Russell, everybody looks at ClickFunnels, everybody would look at us and they'd be like, oh yeah, of course, because they have this, because they are this, because this happened there. But I wish, I was working on the perfect webinar yesterday and checking out the videos from Russell and doing all the training and stuff like that, because I'm twitching and tweeting a couple of our webinars. And he explains it over and over again. And he shows that video where he's pitching his story the first time. And it's really not good. and the great thing about it is that it's recorded and it's there and people can actually see. And that's the reason why people love ClickFunnels and love Russell and love basically what people do when they document the journey. So even if it's maybe embarrassing in the beginning, that's what we did. We started documenting it. We've got videos from ourselves. Oh Lord, I hope they will stay forever on the Dropbox and never go anywhere, because they are just so embarrassing. But that was us in the beginning. And then It obviously branched, like people could identify themselves with us, with our vision we had. So we basically addressed the German, like the typical German, telling them, look, you get taught that you go to elementary school, then you go into high school, then you go into and you start studying at some point, and then you're like 25 or 28 or whatnot. But in today's world, you don't have to go that far to actually make a living, because most of in Germany, people, same in the US, start with debt. And then what we do is we tell the people, why do you start with, that's like a life cycle that doesn't work. It works for the government and it works for the taxes and stuff like that, but it doesn't work for you. And in today's world, 21st century, think about it. What else we, what kind of opportunities we have today? I mean, we've got 12-year-olds making millions and millions per month with NFTs, just sending selfies around the world. I mean, we have to think that there's more than college and high school and doing the classic way. And when we started to inject that into, I mean, now we have English subtitles in our stories, at least, so the English audience can follow. And yes, we do speak English sometimes on our stories. But that was basically the main driver in the beginning, showing our basically heritage that there's more than what they believe in, and more than what government told them, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the most important thing for us in the beginning was, because we love to travel, I was, Taylor just mentioned it, I was working as a cabin crew for Emirates, and that's when we basically fell in love with traveling, and we realized that there's so many beautiful places all around the world, and we have to explore and go on adventures and just travel and see the world, because that's what we're here for. But the thing is, so many people, especially in Germany, think that, yeah, traveling is only possible for like rich people, and you have to make so much money to go on adventures and to go travel. And obviously people in Germany have like 30 vacation days or something, so they don't even have time to go and travel and explore the world. And that was basically the initial goal that we started with, really showing people that, yeah, as Taylor just mentioned, that there is more out there and that the world is beautiful, and we have to be like, or we're here to explore and to travel, and everything is possible. And you don't have to just depend on your 30 off days a year and on your, like, I don't know, 1,000 euro salary. There is more opportunities, and you can make it happen as long as you fight and work for it.
I love that. So tell me, how did you guys actually grow your community?
Well, that's basically what I just said. That's basically exactly how we started. In the beginning, I was even actually still working for Emirates, and Taylor just joined me on all my flights where I was working as a cabin crew. And that's like, that's how we started to travel in the beginning. And then at some point we were in New Zealand, we were super jet lagged at night, and we were like, okay, we have to really show the world that there is more, and we want to document our journey, and we want to show and document all our travels, and we want to show it to like the world. And yeah, that's when we came up with the idea of like starting our Instagram channel. And in the beginning, we only, yeah, like posted photos and some stories and videos and all these kind of things of our travels. And that's how everything started, basically. In the beginning, it was obviously pretty slow in the beginning, and there were some new followers every single day. But that's what showed us that it's actually working, that people are interested in what we're doing. And then we took this entire thing a lot more serious, to be honest, and we started really focusing on it, and like creating content all around our travels and documenting journeys.
But going serious means we bought a GoPro.
True.
that was being serious about our business. We were like, yeah, we're gonna go all in now. We're gonna have a GoPro and we're gonna film stuff.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, we also didn't really have money to buy like super expensive equipment or anything like that, like not at all. So yeah, we bought a GoPro, and that's what we used to document our journey. But it kind of worked because it was authentic. And I think the most important thing when growing an audience or a community is just be real, be authentic, because that's what people want to see. Like, I feel like the entire social media world is so fake. And I think what makes a difference in today's world, in today's social media world, is really being authentic, be real, also sometimes be a little bit silly, show your real you. Don't be fake. Only show the perfect you and show only the good situations you experience every single day. Show your real life. And that's what makes the biggest difference. And that's what we always do, like every single day. And if we struggle, we show it. Yeah, I think that makes the most, like the biggest difference. And that's what helped us growing like an amazing community.
I love that. Well, let's take a look right now. I keep seeing these three plates behind you. And again, congratulations. I'm kind of curious. So what are the actual products that you've built this amazing community and people are following you? What are your actual sales funnels like? What are the things that you're actually offering to your clients? How are you growing your business?
Yeah. So just basically to add to Annika one more thing, all you need to have one of these plaques up here and to branch out into anything you need 1,000 people who are truly interested in what you're doing and in your person. 1,000. That's it. You don't need 10,000. You don't need 100,000. You don't need a blue tick. You don't have to be a celebrity. Nothing of this. You need 1,000 people, and that's about it. I've got in our coaching programs, we got a ton of people, and that's what we teach in the very first days. We were explaining to people, hey, look, forget about that mystery that you need 100,000 followers or whatever number. All you need is a couple of hundred, ideally 1,000 at some point. And this will set you up for an 8-figure business if you do it right. And that's insane. And that's insane if you think about it. If you remove that thought from your brain and you're like, oh shit, I need that blue tick. Oh no, I have to be featured in Forbes and whatnot and all these crazy, stupid things. All of this is totally not necessary if you are just you documenting your journey and really fight for every single follower to get basically into your vision and align with what you have. Because look, we humans naturally, just by nature, we don't want to go on our own. We want to have people we want to go with. And that's where the bridge basically comes to our products. So from day one, Annika just mentioned our very first funnel was a two-step funnel. We had a landing page where people could do an opt-in to a webinar. And that was basically it. And the claim was how we traveled to 56 countries. And instead of spending money, we made money. So that was basically our very first landing page. And what we did is we went to ClickFunnels, signed up, $97 a month. We were like, shit, this is good. This is a lot of money. It's like, are we really going to do this? And we're like, okay, let's go to ClickFunnels and let's do this. And because we heard from a friend that this ClickFunnels thing maybe potentially could work. Obviously, you ignore the 1 million successful stories out there. You only ask yourself, will this work for yourself? And all we did is we chose a template and copy paste it, put our things in there. And we basically, for 4 months straight, we pretty much built our community. And then we launched this website or this basically landing page, and people had the first opt-in, and then we had the first webinar. And yes, we made money in our first webinar, which is kind of crazy because webinar, we did it not the right way because we just did a webinar, wrote it and put it out there, and we made a little bit of money. But in the end of the day, usually you would start it, you would test it, you would go. And if you do it with a perfect webinar script, you would all obviously do it over and over again. But this was for the first time just that it showed us that it works. So the first product was basically just us documenting what we did for 12 months straight, even pre-Instagram when we were there. And we said, okay, look, if you want to travel to 56 countries and instead of losing money and spending money, you can actually make money. And we will show you how we did that. And it was just 12 videos, 12 PDF files, and 12 audio data, like basically like a podcast. That was it. It was like $97, right?
Yes.
And we were discussing, we were like heavily discussing 97. Nobody will buy this. We should do it for 29. Like, we should, oh my God, we had discussions. And today we sell programs up to like $50,000. And that's insane. So if we, what kind of products do we have? You mentioned earlier, Dave, we got throughout this entrepreneurial journey. Obviously, Russell posted it the other day. The day you become an entrepreneur is the day when you start solving problems. And the cool thing about it is that I think we started to really solve problems on the way. So the first problem we solved was our own problem. We wanted to quit our jobs. So how were we able to quit our job? Well, we started Instagram, and Instagram became for us an entire hub, and like it's ocean full of fish. And all you need to do is you have to get the right bait out there and talk to the right people and find the right fish. That's what, and use the right bait. And that's what we did in the beginning. And we started basically like kind of an Instagram course kind of thing. That was the first thing. And this led into this led into a more in-depth course, which was an upsell then, for where, like, the first thing we call basically like social media college. So our social media college is basically where we show people that social media is not what they think it is. Social media is way more than just posting things and creating a reel in today's world, and all these kind of things. When we started Instagram, you were just able to talk in stories. It was just launched that stories are there. So today you have to think the platform is your friend. Instagram and Zuckerberg himself wants you to be in the platform as long as possible. So they will create tools and mechanisms and whatnot that you are there and that you can share things with your audience. And basically the social media college will help people to actually understand what is the powerful, powerful meaning behind social media and what they can do, whatever they want to be. Maybe they want to become a virtual assistant. Maybe they want to become a funnel hacker. Maybe they want to build courses. Maybe they want to become a coach. Whatever they want to be, we show them the foundation. After that, they branch out into basically what we call the Escape and Arrival Masterclass. And the Escape and Arrival Masterclass is, in the end of the day, nothing else than the same, but going in depth. So what we do is we really go deep into funnel, into marketing, into sales, into basically funneling people through. And then the last thing, once they learn the basics, they join us on one of our retreats. So twice a year, we host retreats. And the retreats are held all around the world. Sometimes we do them in Thailand, sometimes in Dubai, sometimes in Bali. The next one is coming up in Bali in October, exactly. And what we basically do is we then take 25 of our students, we take them out of their sometimes very boring environment where they are, get them into paradise mode, and fly them down to Bali, for example. And then we've got our entire team. So all of our employees are basically part of that, and including Annika and I, obviously. So we are like 10, 12 people in total. And we basically work 1 week straight, day and night, on their online business and on their funnels. And that's how basically everything runs through. But that's only Love Life Passport. There's an additional 4 companies run on ClickFunnels as well with each funnels. So there's a lot of things happening in the background. But this is the core business, and this is what we do. And that's where we started. And from there, Annika founded her own fashion brand, where we basically collect plastic in the oceans and we take it and recycle it and we put it into these kind of things, mm-hmm. into like clothes.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
That's fascinating. We'll have to have another podcast just on those.
Yeah.
these kind of things. So there's a lot of things happening, and that's what I meant with, there is not only one opportunity, you've got probably 1,000 shots out there. Whatever you want to do. And you can try and you can try. A funnel in the end of the day is always the same. It's just sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller. Obviously, if you cannot compare yourself to Russell's funnels in the beginning. As I said, we had a 2-step funnel that was copy paste from what is in ClickFunnels, and we just changed the language. That was pretty much it. Here's the backbone of it. And that's the biggest and most important takeaway. The backbone of it is, we did our diligence in building the rapport and our audience all the time on Instagram. And that's what we did. And that's, in the end of the day, what brought us to the success where we are today, because we were able, that people do believe us. We have people that message us every single day saying, man, I remember 2018 when you were still looking like a 9-year-old. And Annika, you were flying with Emirates and this and that and all these kind of things. And then I'm like, wow, this community is super loyal because they believe that it's actually possible. Because if Annika and Taylor can do it, they were just normal people, just like you and me. And we are still today. Nothing changed. But they just went their path, and they just didn't get off. They didn't want to get knocked off of their path, and they just did what they had to do. And today they own an 8-figure business, 10 employees and all these kind of things. So that's really, really cool.
Oh my gosh. Well, I would love to have, we'll have to do another one of these. And Annika, I'm very curious to go down that path with you on that. So we'll do that on another day, but as we get closer,
Yeah,
I would love it. As we get close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure the audience hears?
Good question. I think we already mentioned all the most important things. As we mentioned before, just document your journey, just be real, be authentic, and just find people that are interested in your vision and that you inspire. And that's all you need.
I love it. So if people want to find out more about you, they go to Love Life Passport. Is that right? Exactly. Love Life Passport, Instagram, and follow them and everything they're doing. Again, congratulations on all your success. This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Yeah, there's a lot of things out there, and I think there's a lot of opportunity out there, especially we're in 21st century. I mean, in today's world, we're talking about NFTs, we're talking about crypto, we're talking about courses, coaches. Everybody can be anything in today's world. And that's, this became of any, like, I've got so many friends, so many entrepreneurial friends who own traditional businesses. And really, if I look at their struggles in building a business in today's world, what they've gone through, the money they've invested, the path they went, it is insane. The employees they have and all these kind of things. And we just remodeled what already works. We looked what is working and what are the core values of these things which are working. And then we started building our audience, and we created raving fans of Love Life Passport and in our vision. And that's, I think, the one single most important thing. And it doesn't matter. You don't need 160,000 people following you on Instagram. All you need is probably 27 followers on Instagram who believe that what you say, that's true. And if you have 27 people, maybe the first 3 buy in your program and you make your first $1,000. There we are, right? And most people never do a single dollar online because they think they have to have $160,000. And that's bullshit. You don't. Get 27 followers, sell to 27 followers first. And then at the end of the day, when you make your first $100, your first $500, your first $100, then you can leverage and scale it from there, step by step.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved the last podcast. I think the part I'm most excited is about what's coming up next, and that is Funnel Hacking Live. I am so, so excited for the opportunity of actually being with people live and going through all the crazy opportunities for so many different people who've had such great success. Obviously, we have our 2 Comma Club and our 2 Comma Club X and our 2 Comma Club C. So, I mean, there's so many opportunities that people are showing success. In addition to that, we have 25 plus different speakers who are showing all the crazy things they've gone through to have the success, place where you absolutely want to be. We'll have over 5,000 people who are there, and I think it's just a crazy, crazy opportunity for you to be able to share with people who are at so many different stages within their business, and I think you'll absolutely love it. So go to funnelhackinglive.com and sign up for our upcoming event. Again, it's funnelhackinglive.com. Thanks. We'll talk to you guys soon.